gets the steal. Chance for a hat trick. Sergio Aguero.
He's got it. That's the buzzer.
Here's Alexis Sanchez. What a finish.
Whoa. Against Bradley for three. John Wall. What a shot.
Yeah, no. Barcelona's always the best. I couldn't help rushing up.
Oh my gosh. It's an unbelievable breaking.
Roger has won the Grand Slam again. The one and only.
He pitched in the three. He got it.
Take down the turrets. They did it. RNG role, you'll never give up.
Amazing. Equalized. He did it.
He goes again. Totti, the king of Rome.
9.
8.
7.
6. 5. 4.
3. 2.
1.
Go!
Welcome back. I'm Carmel.
Good evening, guys. I'm Steve.
Now, let's first have a brief look at what essential sports news happened this week. Firstly, five-time winner and fiery Johnny O'Sullivan faced a difficult first-round match against Stephen McQueen and the world championship in Sheffield. Defending champion Mark Selby, chasing first title in 5 years, played John Perry, while last year's beaten finalist John Hengings was drawn against Thailand's Tatia Arnouf. China's Ding Junhui was up against fellow countryman Xiao Guodong. Serbi began his quiz on Saturday at 9 o'clock BST, live on BBC TV and online.
Then the next, new Australia captain Tim Payne said the team will reduce their levels of selenting under his leadership. Payne replaced Steve Smith as Australia skipper after Smith was banned for his part in a ball tampering scandal. Australia has also been criticized for an aggressive on-field approach, and Circuit Australia launched a reveal into the team's culture.
In addition, Lewis Hamilton will bounce back from his deep involvement in the past two Grand Prix. According to his former teammate Nico Rosberg, the Mercedes driver followed his third-place finish in Bahrain with fourth in China last time out.
Then there's the brutal game. Defending champion Mark Selby was in trouble against Joe Perry, trailing 7-2 after the first session in the opening round of the World Championship. Leicester Selby was on a 10-match winning streak in the tournament, having won back-to-back titles by beating John Higgins and Ding Junhui in the last two finals. But he suffered a nightmare start on the opening day, falling 4-0 behind to 2008 semi-final Perry, who made a century to lead by 5 frames. The pair resumed at 19 BST. In a match which will be live on the BBC, with the winner needing to reach 10 frames to progress, Selby had a mixed season, hampered by a troublesome neck injury, but came to Sheffield in confident mood after winning the previous China Open event.
Another piece of news. Brighton number 1, Johanna Kanta, 26, and Hanser Heston, 25, will be the singles players for the tie on indoor hard courts in Mickey, while Anna Smith, 29, and the debutant Gabby Taylor, 20, also feature. The first of Saturday's two singles rubbers starts at 5 o'clock BST. While Sunday's action, the river singles plus a doubles match begins at 4 o'clock BST. BBC Sports has spoken to three members of the 1993 team, John Derry, Claire Wood and Selman, to assess the current team's chances and find out why it is worth setting your alarm clock early to follow the tie on the BBC.
Another piece of news is about football. West Brom was boosted by the return of captain John Evans and forward Hal Robson-Cottom after recent injuries. However, On loan striker Daniel Sturridge was ineligible to play against his parent club. Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp may opt to rotate his squad ahead of next week's Champions League semi-final. He was already without Joel Matip, Adam Lallana, Emery Kane and Nasserio Clive, but Joe Gomez and Dejan Lovren had returned to train and could feature.
Next thing is rugby. Northampton and Australian central Rob Horn had been forced to retire after suffering life-changing nerve damage to his right arm during his side's premiership match at Leicester. The 28-year-old was injured 13 seconds into the East Midlands Derby at Welford Road on 14 April, which says one. Horn joined Saints in 2017 and had been captaining them for the first time. Interim head coach Alan Deacon said, "This is absolutely tragic news." He added, "It has been devastating for every member of the squad and staff here."
Well, that's all for this week's World Sports News. The next is Hala Games. See you next week at the same time. I'm Steve. Bye.
I'm Carmel. Bye.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to today's highlight game. I'm Matt.
I'm Letty. Today we talk about the Warriors confronted the Spurs in the playoff on April 20th.
Well, the Warriors were still aggressive. Kevin Durant scored 26 points, 9 rebounds and 6 assists, and Klay 16 points, Draymond Green 10 points, 7 assists and 6 rebounds, Andrew Iguodala 10 points, substitute Livingston 16.
On the contrary, the Spurs were cornered. LaMarcus Aldridge had 18 points and 10 rebounds. Petey Mills 14 points and Riley Gay had 11 points and 6 rebounds. Substitute Tony Parker scored 16 points and Paul Gasol had 6 points and 7 rebounds. And the Spurs are at their most difficult moment. The last two games were lost. And their coach Popovich was unable to take command today. His wife had just died, and he was not interested in what was happening on the basketball court.
I'm sorry to hear that. I'll see. In addition to Popovich's absence, the players struggled on the pitch usually, and the Spurs were strongly supported by the fans, which was the biggest home noise of the Spurs. But when it comes to the field, it's the strength that the fans can help. The Warriors have both been able to control the situation and have the upper hand on the road with the lacking of Curry. The Spurs started off 6-0 and the Warriors played 3 minutes before Thompson hit the ball. The Warriors were quick to catch up and Durant made a series of hits and they quickly went out of the game and the two sides went into a tug of war. In the final 15-2 seconds, Anderson dunked and the Spurs went beyond 23-22. West and Durant scored one goal and the Warriors scored 4 points, ending the quarter with 26-23.
So toughly, and next to Parker was the best player in the Spurs, and he started in the second quarter, scoring 6 points in less than 3 minutes, and the Spurs had an 8-0 run, which was more than 37-32. The Warriors didn't have a point in 4 minutes, and they ended up with Durant, who scored 3 points, and then 2 more with 41-39. The Warriors extended their lead to 9 points, and when Gay made a 3-pointer, the Spurs trailed 46-52 in the first half, and the score in the first two quarters was 26-23.
So, back to the first half. The Warriors shot 51.2%, but the only 3-pointer shot was scored by Thompson. Durant scored 70 points, and Thompson scored 9. The Spurs made 41.9% of the shots. 2 of 13 three-pointers, and Parker scored 10 points in 8 minutes, and Gay scored 10 in the third quarter. Remain 8 minutes and 11 seconds, Danny Green made 3 points and the Spurs tied to the score to 15-2 to 15-8. Draymond Green immediately returned with 3 points, and Dwayne also hit the lead with the Warriors leading. The gap between the two sides gradually opened up, and in 36 seconds, Cox scored a 3-pointer. The Warriors leading 18-4 to 16-8, with a lead of more than 60 points. Parker and Gasol each had one goal, and the Spurs were still 72-84.
Later, Thompson scored 5 points in 21 seconds, and Draymond Green, who also scored 3 points, and led the Warriors in a powerful offense. This situation led them to 19 points, leading at 96-77 in the middle of the quarter. The confident Spurs fans also began to collapse. Many people went to the exit. Let me see in the NBA's history. The 0-3 teams have never turned the tables. With the Spurs' current strength, they can't count on creating a record. After the game, the Spurs were in a desperate occasion.
Wow, I almost think that the strength of the Warriors has reached a romantic level. Who are the next stepping stone?
But Matt, the Warriors' stars Kevin Durant have sprained. The game still be an uncertainty. Just wait and see.
Stay tuned. Bye.
Took the supermarket flowers from the windowsill. Through the day of
Hello everyone, welcome to today's Weekly 4C. I'm Cassio.
I'm Ada.
If you think the Indian Pacers showed up to face the Cleveland Cavaliers Sunday at Quicken Loans Arena only because the NBA told them they had to, you haven't been watching the Pacers much this season. If you think their 19-18 victory in the game, one of the team's first-round Eastern Conference series, was one of those plunking underdog steals won from Blaze favorite Luke's. You weren't paying close attention to what played out over 48 minutes on Cleveland's home court.
The Pacers might have had a little surprising opponent, overconfidence on their side, but mostly they took a 1-0 lead in a best-of-seven series because they outplayed the defending East champs. They limited the Cavaliers to 80 points and 8 of 34 three-point shooting. They dictated the pace, controlled the ball, and led 25-8 late in the first quarter, and 33-14 when it ended. The Pacers dynamited a couple Cleveland players with their defensive matchups, notably sticking big man Miles Turner on Jeff Green, exploited the playoff experience of some of the Cavs' newcomers and created points by creating turnovers, 12 steals. They did not panic when LeBron James and his crew revved up in each of the final three quarters. And the Pacers sorted it that their star, Victor Oladipo, got the opportunities to play like one.
Chances are good that if you head into India's scoring reports, you'll find a game plan that looks remarkable like a video gems. Coach Tyronn Lue and the rest of the Cavs will be breaking down before Wednesday's game 2. Much of what the Pacers wanted to do, they did, and most of what they did worked.
Cleveland's George Hill got blindsided on the pick by Pacers reserve Trevor Booker in the first half. Then his back stiffened up. He only lasted a few minutes in the third quarter. That put James at point guard even longer, keeping him out of the post where he looked capable of doing more damage while limiting his downhill assaults on the rim. But the Pacers avoided backpedaling frantically in transition by controlling the ball and keeping the floor balanced. And they were good generally at stopping the ball so James couldn't collapse their defense for easy kickouts.
Not every one of Cleveland's 26 missed three-pointer was hotly contested, but few were wide open looks either.
James was anything but flummoxed. He and Noon mentioned the new buys, guys like Jordan Clausen, Robin Hood, and Larry Nassar, who were accurate at the trade sideline. Nothing in their NBA careers to date had prepared them for quite this stage or intensity, but now they've sampled it. Still, I have faith with James, who may be the best player of the league. It is known that James in the playoffs was quite different from the regular season, during which he would prefer to protect himself so that he would be able to play an essential role in playoffs. As far as I know, James has never let us down when he released all his energy.
Yet the Pacers' roster is full of younger and inexperienced players too. They handled game one first fine. When the Cavaliers twice got within 7 points and goosed the home crowd late in the third and early in the fourth, Indiana carefully plucked its leaks and built back its lead. Indiana didn't just play like a good team in taking the opener. It is a good team. The main players are growing at fantastic speed. They also have a better teamwork, which Cavaliers are lack of.
Although Pacers are ending the series with 2-1, I hold the opinion that Cubs can make it through after fixing some problems they met in previous matches, and what's more is that I believe in the strength of the King James.
Well, we can wait for the result of the series to see how far the young Pacers with those abandoned players can go this season, faced with a king who used to be unshakable and be at the high point for nearly a decade. That's all for today's Weekly Foresee. I'm Meta. Bye.
Thanks for listening. I'm Cassio. See you next time.
Bye.
John said he'd drive, then put his hand on my cheek and wiped a tear from the side of my face.
Hi guys, this is Alex. Welcome back to You Man. Have you ever known about a sport called cricket? Have you ever played it before? If not, please follow me in today's program. Cricket is a bat and ball game played between two teams of 11 players, each on a cricket field, in the center of which is a rectangular 20-meter pitch, with a target at each end called a wicket. Each phase of play is called an innings, during which one team bats, attempting to score as many runs as possible, whilst their opponents bowl and field, attempting to minimize the number of runs scored. When each innings ends, the teams usually swap roles for the next innings. The teams each bat for one or two innings, depending on the type of the match. The winning team is the one that scores the most runs, including any extras gained. Cricket is one of many games in the club ball sphere that basically involve hitting a ball with a handheld implement. Others are baseball, golf, hockey, tennis, squash, and table tennis. In a cricket case, a key difference is the existence of a solid target structure, the wicket that a batsman must defend. The cricket historian Harry Outham identifies three groups of club ball games. The hockey group, in which the ball is driven to and fro between two targets. The golf group, in which the ball is driven towards an undefended target, the hole, and the cricket group, in which the ball is aimed at the mark and driven away from it. It is generally believed that the cricket originated as a children's game in the southern eastern countries of England, sometime during the medieval period. Although there are claims for prior dates, the earliest definite reference to cricket being played comes from evidence given at a court case in Guildford on Monday, January 17, 1597. The sport started to get known, especially in England, in the 18th and 19th centuries. The game underwent major development in the 18th century to become England's national sport. Its success was underwritten by the twin necessities of patronage and betting. cricket was prominent in London as early as 1707, and in the middle years of the century, large crowds flocked to matches on the Artery Ground in Finsbury. The single wicket form of the sport attracted huge crowds and wages to match, its popularity peaking in the 1748 season. Bowling underwent an evolution around 1760, when bowlers began to pitch the ball instead of rolling or skimming it towards the batsman. This caused a revolution in the bat design, because to deal with the bouncing ball, it was necessary to introduce the modern straight bat in place of the old hockey stick shape. Meanwhile, the British Empire had been instrumental in spreading the game overseas, and by the middle of the 19th century, it had become well established in Australia, the Caribbean, India, New Zealand, North America, and South Africa. In 1844, the first ever international match took place between the United States and Canada. In 1859, a team of English players went to North America on the first overseas tour. Now let's talk about its governance in recent decades. The International Cricket Council, which has its headquarters in Dubai, is the global governing body of cricket. It was founded as the Imperial Cricket Conference in 1909 by representatives from England, Australia, and South Africa, renamed the International Cricket Conference in 1965, and took up its current name in 1989. The ICC in 2017 has 105 member nations, 12 of which hold full membership and can play test cricket. The ICC is responsible for the organization and governance of cricket's major international tournaments, notably the men's and women's version of the Cricket World Cup. Most international matches are played as part of tours, when one nation travels to another for a number of weeks or months and plays a number of matches of various sorts against the host nation. Sometimes a perpetual trophy is awarded to the winner of the Test series, the most famous of which is the Ashes. Nowadays, we still have few cricket fields and professionals devoted to that sport, and it's quite tough to promote among the public at the very beginning. So if you get really interested, why not get started? Well, that's all for today's Yeoman. Stay tuned and see you next time. I'm Alex. Bye.
Career of KG. Kevin Garnett's parents got divorced when he was only 12. Under the poor family condition, he had to do different kinds of odd jobs in his part-time to earn money for the life. His father left him, and his mother and his stepfather didn't want him to play basketball. However, just like what Kevin said, basketball is under my skin. I love it and determined to play it well. So, even without any support from his family, Garnett still held his faith to be a basketball player. And when he finally became a popular NBA star and being questioned about the period, he said, "I can hardly say that I had a happy childhood. A great deal of my part-time was spent on doing those hard jobs, but the idea of giving up the basketball dream never occurred to me." In 1995, Kevin Garnett was chosen by Timberwolves in the fifth pick of the NBA draft. Because of his great personal abilities, he soon became the captain of the year and spent his valuable 11 years there. However, although Garnett played very hard and was named the league's most valuable player for the first time in his career in 2003 to 2004 season, the whole team's low level never gave him a champion ring, which made the genius, who's full of passion and ability, very depressed. But the harsh reality didn't beat Garnett. The former King of Wolves decided to leave. No one would blame him. He has developed his best years. On July 31st, 2007, Kevin Garnett was traded to the Boston Celtics, combined with Paul Pierce and Ray Allen, which was named the Big Three by the media. Kevin finally had his big capable teammates who can really help him make the dream come true. Boston Celtics, things seemed to come to pass for Garnett. Number 5. Shai made his Boston debut with a strong performance against the Washington Wizards with 22 points and 20 rebounds. He also led all players in voting for 2008 NBA All-Star Games. On April 22, 2008, Garnett was named the NBA Defensive Player of the Year of the 2007-2008 season. And what's the most important, he helped his team beat Los Angeles Lakers after 6 games in the NBA Finals, winning the championship. I still can recollect the vivid scene that I watched the final game on TV that day. After lifting over in his club, Kevin couldn't help himself to kiss the ground floor and said with tears, dancing his balls, the champion ring Garnett obtained it by putting it into his best effort. In the next year, however, the victory didn't continue. Because of the right knee sprain, Garnett had to absent all of the playoff games. And without his powerful defense, the Celtics were defeated by Orlando Magic in the Eastern Conference semifinals that year. Next year, Kevin Garnett was 33 years old. Everyone said he is really old. He cannot jump that high or run that fast as he used to be. But so what? After the sprain recovering, you can see the king of all-round back. You can see the king of all-rounder has back. He tried his best to train and to play, encouraged his teammates, and even kept performing better than better and more in playoff games this year. He said he hated to lose. He swore he would keep fighting to retirement. He really did what he said. I'd say that we shall never underestimate the determined mind of fighting for the championship. In 2013, Garnett and Pierce was traded to the Nets after Ray Allen decided to leave, which also represented the dissolution of the Big Three and the rise of the new Big Three of the Heat. As they were getting old, Nets became worse, which caused his being traded to Minnesota in his late career, where his dreams settled. He left for championship and was back at last, seeing the growth that counts and wins. This might be the best ending of his legendary career. Now he's retired. That is Kevin Garnett. A man will never give up. The poor family condition cannot make him compromise. The poor family condition cannot make him compromise with all harsh reality. The bad team cannot let him lose all confidence. Even the injuries cannot force him to stop fighting. He can take full charge of his own destiny. A man with a champion heart won't get old in any case, and people should never underestimate a heart for a championship. People should never underestimate a heart fighting for a championship. That's all for today, so great. Thanks for listening.
Cast, producer, Ada, Xu Yang. Anchor,
Letty, Lei Ting.
Steve, Zhao Yueyang.
Journalist,
Castle, Ni Wen.
Colin, Han Wenxuan.
Alex, Zhang Hanqi.
William, Duan Yujing.
Carmel, Wang Yunmeng.
Matt, Gong Gao Wangqiu.
更多节目，下载荔枝 FM 收听。